2001. Section A.
Number 1. Have you heard about the plane crash yesterday? It caused 120 deaths. I am never at ease when taking a flight.
Though we often hear about air crashes and serious casualties, flying is one of the safest ways to travel.
Question. What do we learn from this conversation? Number 2. I had to wait 10 minutes at the table before the waiter showed up, and I finally got served. And I found it was not what I had ordered.
I'm terribly sorry, madam. It's a bit unusually busy tonight. As a compensation, your meal will be free. Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? Number 3. I can't find my pen. I need it to write a letter.
I'll look for it later. Right now I need you to help fix the shelf before I paint it. Question. What would they do first?
Number 4. Mrs. Winter, I need your advice. I want to buy a dress for my wife. Can you tell me where I can get one at a reasonable price?
Sure. Go to Richards. It has the latest styles and gives a 30% discount to husbands who shop alone.
Question. What do we know about Richards' shop? Number 5. My headaches are terrible. Maybe I need more sleep.
Actually, you need less sun and some aspirin. It would help if you wear a hat. Question. What does the woman think is the cause of the man's headaches?
Number 6. Did you know this? After almost 10 years in the United States, Mr. Lee still speaks English with such a strong accent.
Yes, but he is proud of it. He says it is a part of his identity.
Question. What does the conversation tell us about Mr. Lee?
Number 7. This is Mrs. Starched. My heater is not getting any power, and the weatherman says the temperature is to fall below zero tonight. Could you get someone to come over and fix it?
This is the busiest time of the year, but I'll speak to one of our men about going over sometime today.
Question. Who did Mrs. Starched want to come over?
Number 8. Though we didn't win the game, we were satisfied with our performance.
You did a great job. You almost beat the world's champions. It's a real surprise to many people.
Question. What do we learn from this conversation?
Number 9. Sorry I did not come yesterday, because I had a temperature. Could you tell me the requirement for my term paper?
The theme of your paper can be about business management or touring resources in China, and the length of the paper should be no less than 15 pages.
Question. What is the most probable relationship between the two speakers? Number 10. I don't think we should tell Tom about the surprise birthday party for Lucy.
It's all right. He promised not to tell, and he does not make promises lightly. Question. What does the man mean?
Section B. Compound diction. The human body is a remarkable food processor. As an adult, you may consume over a ton of food per year and still not gain or lose a pound of body weight. You are constantly harnessing and consuming energy through the intricate mechanism of your body in order to remain in energy balance. To maintain a given body weight, your energy input must balance your energy output. However, sometimes the overall energy balance is upset, and your normal body weight will either fall or increase. The term body image refers to the mental image we have of our own physical appearance, and it can be influenced by a variety of factors, including how much you weigh or how that weight is distributed. Research has revealed that about 40% of adult men and 55% of adult women are dissatisfied with their current body weight. Similar findings have also been reported at high school level, namely with female students. At the college level, a study found that 85% of both male and female first-year students desired to change their body weight. The primary cause of this concern is the value that American society in general assigns to physical appearance. Thinness is currently an attribute that females desire highly. Males generally desire muscularity. The vast majority of individuals who want to change their body weight do it for the sake of appearance. Most want to lose excess body fat, while a smaller percentage of individuals actually want to gain weight.
June 2001. Section A.
Number 1. I'm trying to find out how this dishwasher works. The manual is in French. I can't wait for Bill to translate it for me.
Don't worry, Mary. I can do the dishes before the machine starts to work.
Question. What does the man mean?
Number 2. The doctor said if I kept smoking, I would increase my chances of having a heart attack.
Did he suggest reducing weight, too?
Question. What does the woman think the man should also do?
Number 3. The people next door are making so much noise, I just can't concentrate.
Why don't you stay at the library? It's much quieter there.
Question. What does Tom mean?
Number 4. This is hopeless. These figures still don't add up right. Let's do the calculations over again.
Yes, but why not do them tomorrow? It's very late now.
Question. What does the woman suggest they do? Number 5. To collect data for my report, I need to talk to someone who knows that small city very well. I was told that you lived there for quite a long time.
Oh, I wish I could help, but I was only a child then. Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 6. Are you moving into a new house? Need a hand with those boxes?
That's okay. I can manage. They look big, but they aren't very heavy actually.
Question. What does the woman mean? Number 7. It's good you brought the books back.
I thought you might need novels at the weekend. Thanks for letting me use them.
Question. What do we know about the woman from the conversation? Number 8. Do you want to turn on the air conditioner or open the window?
I'd love fresh air if you don't mind. Question. What can be inferred from the woman's answer? Number 9. Hi, Michael. I can hardly recognize you. Why are you so dressed up?